It's July 17th, 2026, and the biggest story in markets today is the U.S. striking Iran, sending oil prices and geopolitical nerves sharply higher. Let's set the scene. What's actually moving markets this morning, Dev?
The headline everyone's watching is the U.S. military striking Iran, which immediately raised fears about the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow waterway where roughly a fifth of the world's oil flows through.
So if that strait gets disrupted, oil prices jump fast. What else is on the radar?
The Senate is pushing a proposal to slap a 100% tariff, effectively doubling the price on any country that keeps buying Russian oil, which puts India and China squarely in the crosshairs.
And there's some company news, too. Nike is in focus.
Nike beat profit estimates, but revenue came in light. And the drag is China, where sales are still struggling. That's weighing on the stock, even though the headline number looked okay.
So the macro picture right now is energy is the nerve center, geopolitics is loud, and even a decent earnings beat isn't enough if one big market is hurting. Our main story is the U.S. striking Iran and what that means for oil. Dev, walk us through it.
The story gaining real traction is the risk that the Strait of Hormuz gets disrupted. It's essentially a narrow bottleneck in the Persian Gulf. If ships can't move freely through it, global oil supply gets squeezed fast.
And U.S. military action against Iran puts that risk front and center.
Right. Iran has historically threatened to close the strait in response to military pressure. So markets are pricing in the possibility that oil becomes harder to get, which pushes prices up.
Why does that matter to someone who isn't trading oil?
Because oil feeds into almost everything. From petrol prices to shipping costs to manufacturing. So a sustained spike ripples through inflation pretty quickly.
And that Senate tariff story layers right on top of this. Countries that rely on discounted Russian oil are suddenly facing a very expensive choice.
That's the double squeeze. India and China have been buying cheap Russian oil since the Ukraine war. If the Senate follows through, that trade gets a lot more painful. And both countries would need to source oil elsewhere, pushing global prices higher still.
Let's talk about what's heating up and what's cooling off. Dev, what's gaining steam?
The Iran-Hormuz risk moved from a background worry to a front-page concern very quickly today, with the Senate tariff threat right behind it.
What else is catching attention?
Russia's diesel market is getting attention after Ukraine struck Russian fuel infrastructure. So there are multiple energy stories all feeding the same anxiety at once.
And on the cooling side?
The Nike China story is getting less traction than you'd expect. Markets seem to have largely digested the mixed results and moved on to the bigger macro picture.
Time for the other side of today's big story. Dev, make the case that the Iran fear is overdone.
The counterargument is that this movie has played before. Every time there's a flare-up near the strait, oil spikes and then fades once cooler heads prevail. Iran has never actually closed it.
But this feels different with actual U.S. military strikes, not just threats.
Fair point, but both sides have strong economic reasons to keep oil moving, because a closed strait hurts Iran too. The fear is real, but so is the incentive to de-escalate.
Before we go, what should people keep an eye on tomorrow?
Watch for any response from Iran or further U.S. statements, since that will set the tone for oil prices. Also, watch how India and China react to the Senate tariff proposal.
And the NextEra Dominion energy merger filing is worth watching, since big utility deals can move the whole sector.
Exactly. And J.B. Hunt transport results are on the radar as a read on whether the freight and logistics market is actually recovering.
That's your Narratic Daily for July 17th. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow. Narratic Daily is generated from market narrative signals for information only. It is not investment advice, and nothing here is a recommendation to buy or sell any security. Do your own research.